I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
What's going on now? Dermot Kennedy funeral. Today FM playing the music you love. I'd say you'd be going to that funeral. I must go to that funeral.
Yeah. Put me down for a chat. I'll see you there.
When's that funeral? I saw Dermot Kennedy at the funeral.
Yeah, good man showing up there. Looked well in the suit.
Annette, will you be going to that funeral?
Oh, I would miss a good funeral.
Do you know what? I'd say that'd be a big funeral.
Seat in the back. Down the back. Easy exit. Do you know what I mean?
Just to show me face.
In, out. Yeah.
Just show me face.
It wasn't even on the debts on Midwest. It wasn't even on the debts.
No, it wasn't, but it was on The Undertaker's on Facebook, on the Facebook page of The Undertaker.
Could I get away with sending a card?
That was a good funeral.
No, you have to show your face.
That was a good funeral.
Didn't he look mighty in the coffin? Didn't he suit
well.
Him off?
He did, did a good job.
Those few weeks in hospital did him the world good.
By the way, Dermot Kennedy's very much alive. His song is called Funeral, and... we were just mentioning the word funeral off the back of it.
But, no, so I didn't know the gag there.
I think it's important.
He's talking about the funeral of a heart or a relationship. It's like a relationship has died and how you get over that grief of losing a relationship with somebody, having your heart broken.
Oh. And would you be putting the funeral for a heart on RIP.ie?
She said, don't know.
See, Mairn's doing a podcast with RIP.ie.
Yeah, I've seen that.
She is mad for money. She will obviously do anything for the sponsorship.
Unbelievable.
Poor
well,
Mairn.
There's money in death. Death taxes, you know what I mean?
It's synonymous with Mairn's brand. I'm dying to listen to her.
She's great at the sympathy, Mairn. She's great at that. I love her. She clutches the hand. And she can't stand her.
It's all fake. All fake.
It's not. Will you stop it?
Swear to God, the minute she turns around, she'll be saying...
She's going to call one of us now.
She said it about you to me, actually, Nettie. She's been like, don't rate her.
What?
But she'd be lovely to you.
I really think that she likes me.
She does like her. She likes you.
He's only Kiflin. He's Jack Jackson over
there. I'd ever say
it. Of all the Irish celebrities that I want to like me, it's Mairn O'Connell.
Mairn, yeah, she'd be up there. I was out with her a couple of weeks ago. Did I tell you?
Stop it.
What?
Like, I was out with her a couple of weeks ago, just casually out with Mairn.
Well, she's hardly Harrison Ford.
Jesus.
Bloody hell.
But she's really cool. Go on.
You know her.
I do. Jesus,
right.
Like,
and did you have a security detail with you, did you?
Yeah, we got into the VIP
of the secure area.
Her face is her ID.
She had to wear a baseball cap and sunshades because she was getting mobbed all the time.
No, you didn't tell me you were out with Mairn. Are we doing this in the radio or are we doing something else?
We were in the pub and I swear to God, the amount of people that came up like that, like... Just wanted to say I love the show. I watch you all the time. And they have that whole air of them of wanting to be liked by her.
Yeah.
How many people? How many people do you think said to me, "Listen, how are you, Ray? I listen to your show all the time. You think it's great. How many people do you think want to be liked by me?" Duck eggs, crickets. At one point, she actually went off and joined them at their table, leaving me on my own.
Just random people.
It's like she's running for office.
I've seen her work people. She's very good at working a room.
Now, there's a woman who'd be going to a funeral. She'd be shaking every hand and hugging every...
You could see her in politics.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
She does that. She does that whole TD thing.
She moves him.
Oh, ridiculous. And so fake. So
she's not fake.
It's all makeup and cardboard. She's 2D. Do you know that? She's 2D. Ever get her to go sideways? She's not 3D at all. Not a real person.
Oh,
it's all coming out now, lads. Mm. Annette Freeman's here, everyone.
Hi, everyone. Oh, thanks, lads.
Nettie, darling, how are you?
Just wandering by the studio there. Thanks for having me in.
For a good old bitch about Mairn. That's a chill. And now that that's done, I'll see you next week. Okay.
Yeah, chat you later.
Books, World Book Day. I thought World Book Day was tomorrow because Fridays is the day when the children dress up and they dress as their favourite character from a book and they're up to 90 in our house. My youngest is dressing up as a character. He's actually going for it. Are you allowed to say? I'll be allowed to say what he's dressing
Spoiler
up
Spoiler alert. I think
but
you
why?
Can,
is it tomorrow?
You?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I seen the boys from the boys' school dressed up today. But they don't do it in the girls' school, so.
I think that, I don't know if, this is the thing, you see. If World Book Day is today, why is the school the my kids go to, why are they doing it tomorrow?
And then because it's more of a Friday buzz,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Friday feeling. It's probably a little bit more relaxed. They're just, you know, teachers can kick back, do nothing.
I think this place, I think the school is just chancing their arm. I don't even know if it's an actual school. I just dropped them off.
Sorry. Bit of callback here. Apologies, I know it's a tangent. On the 087's Jasmine, until she says, I saw him wearing at the pub the other day, yeah, and I thought, Jesus, Tommy Bow looks a lot better on TV, and I realised it was you, Ray. Jeff, come on.
That is unnecessary. Do you know what? That you got confused at all is actually a compliment. Even if there was a moment, even just a glimmer, that I could nearly get away with it, looking like a terrible Tommy Bow, I'll take it, man. Yeah, World Book Day, sorry. So they're dressing up. He's dressing up as a comic book character tomorrow. And he's to find all the bits and the bobs and whatnot. And
I'm sorry now, but those things stress me out. If there's anything that stresses me out is, you know, your World Book Day, your Halloween dress up, your law gloss. They do law gloss in our school.
It's like
dressing
day.
Up. Yeah, dressing up for St. Patrick's Day. And I'm not going to lie, they drive me utterly over the edge. I'm just pulling it all together.
Do your kids take it on? Do they?
No.
Do they,
well, they're look. Sure, they can't go on Team U and buy a load of rubbish. Do you know what I mean?
Class. But no. But I'm saying, like, do they come home and they're like, "Mammy, we have to do this. Like, this has to be brilliant."
Oh yeah, yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. They do. But then I'm just very. I leave it on the 11th hour. Get stuff together.
I think a lot of people, because people are busy.
Yeah, it's just stressful.
People are busy. Unless you grab something, unless there's something there in the wardrobe. Your mom was looking for a white blazer last night. A white blazer.
Like from a Backstreet Boys kind of
surely you've got
thing.
One in the wardrobe, right?
This is what he said to me. He said, Daddy, do you have a white blazer? I'm like, you've met me, right? I only ever wear navy and black. Mostly hoodies. Have you ever, could you even imagine me in a white blazer? You're out of your mind. Go to bed! Like it's 5:45.
So do you change his expectations then, say, no, you can't be that character. We got to pick somebody else. Somebody in a black hoodie.
We watched... See, I don't know if it's appropriate for me to reveal who it is he's going to be dressing up as. We watched Scott Pilgrim versus the World, the film.
Oh, yeah.
And that's based on a series of comics. And he's dressing up. It's pretty simple. It's just like a t-shirt and cons, you know, pretty sort of trendy stuff. So he's dressing up, and a jacket. So he's dressing up as Scott Pilgrim. Mm-hmm. So he's fine. He's able to manage it. But yeah, there's a lot of pressure around the dress up. And why that become a thing? Is that like a dressing up? Is it like trick-or-treating and whatnot? Are we gone all American on this as well?
I suppose it's about having a real connection to the source material.
Yeah.
You know, embodying the character from your favourite book. So it's about connecting kids to the books in a tangible, real-world way, right?
I've got a way for kids to connect with books in a real way.
Here we bloody go, yeah.
Open it and read it and shut up. And shut up. You don't have to dress. You don't have to dress up. I'll test you at the end. Read it and I'll have 10 questions for you at the end and you don't have to dress up.
But
how about
we
that?
Were as bad back in the day with the readathon and you'd be going around the neighbours, around the neighbourhood and the houses.
We didn't do the readathon.
What?
MS readathon.
No, we didn't do it. Wasn't the thing. I wasn't told about it.
Which you couldn't read.
I could by fifth class.
She stayed back twice. MS Readathon was a huge thing. When I lived in Galway, it was huge in St. Pat's in Galway. Massive. And
you talking about in secondary or in
primary? Primary.
Oh, wait, did you live in Galway?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, 3 years we did in Galway. And it was huge in that school that we were in, the MS Readathon, and you had to read a certain amount of books. For every book you read, you'd raise a certain amount of money. And then for the certain amount of money you raised, you'd get free stuff. Do you remember this element of it?
No.
This is where we're missing a trick with the young people these days. Bribe them with torches. There was an MS Readathon torch. If you raised a certain amount of money, the Readathon people would send you, you send off the money, and they would send you a torch. There was other stuff. There was badges and hats and t-shirts and whatnot.
Oh.
All I ever wanted was a torch. And I did it. I did loads of reading for in the month, raised the money, and got the MS Readathon.
I wasn't necessarily a cynical child, but I did suspect that my classmates weren't reading all the books that they said. That yes, they were going around the houses, getting the names on their sheet of paper and getting the money in. Mm. But were they really reading four books? I don't know.
I read the books. I did. I would have felt bad if I hadn't. Smart. Yeah. I read the books. And I think I did. I got some sort of a medal or a, geez, a fair play, Foley, you can read after all. Sort of recognition. Man yourself, Ray. Do you remember alert in full effect. Do you remember MS Readathon and did you partake? 0874 100 102. And do you remember getting any free stuff as a result of it? Then there would be, do you remember the Shamrogues? Do you remember?
Oh my God.
No.
I had the whole series. I can't remember what age I was, but I'd say about 10, 11.
I think there was only two books.
Yeah, the whole series.
both of them. And there were little rocks. They were
no,
new.
No, I didn't have them at all.
You only remember one name of one of the rocks, I bet you it's the same name that I remember.
Is it polka maybe or something? Or
do you not remember Glick?
Glick.
Glick.
Jesus, lads. Do you remember? Like, I did warn you. Full on remembering stuff now.
Shamrogues broke my heart. Because I don't know why. It was all about conservation and environmentalism. And as a child, I was a bit of a worrier anyway. And they're talking about, like, sort of these tractors and sort of heavy machinery coming into beautiful areas and ripping them up.
My memory of it was, I think it was the second one. By the way, the Shamrogues was going to be massive. Did they make an animated series?
They did.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Originally published in 1990.
It was going to be, Shamrogues was going to be like, it was going to be the new Teletubbies. It was going to be a whole massive thing. Was
it an Irish thing, obviously?
Yeah, it was Irish. Oh, and they made it, and it was books, kids' Sorry. Books. And they were little rocks, and they were found in Newgrange. And they were instilled with magical powers. And then they woke up and they became friends with a human. I don't know, Pat or Paddy or something. I don't know what his name is. And he, basically in the second one, their whole thing is conservation and saving the planet.
Oh, right. Sounds like we need those back.
Well, we definitely do. I mean, we were worried about it in the early 90s. Even more so now. But they came alive and they all had different powers. They were different colours. And then they would... save the planet. But the second book was about Sellafield and they all came together, but they all died at the end of the second one. Did they all...
Why would you do that to kids?
Did they die? Readership? Or they put all their power into the thing and they had to leave. And basically, I remember, I'll never forget it.
That sounds like the company went into liquidation.
Well, they didn't get commission for a second series. They were like, oh, listen, just kill them off. They're stones anyway. No one's going to miss them. Just dump them back up at Newgrange. But at the end, their friend, their human friend, was friends with these five stones. And let's say his name was Paddy. I'll never forget, as a child, reading these Shamrogues books for MS Readathon. And at the end of it, they're gone. And Paddy is left on his own, and they've turned back into stones again. They're not little leprechauns, or whatever. And they're gone. They're dead. And me in the bed reading at night, going, "What about Paddy?"
Within in the bed, "What about Paddy? Poor Paddy."
Do you remember as well the Gombeans or whatever they were called? They lived on an island. They were like a dolls. It was again an Irish series.
I don't know why you were reading.
I don't know that one. Scary stuff. There were dolls, lads, and there was a kid, a girl. She lived out on an island, and these sort of dolls came to life, and they were evil. That was a good one. Kids' books. 0874 100 102. That disturbed you.
Oh, a prize to whoever mentions Watership Down first, because has traumatized everyone.
Watership Down.
Never read it.
Well, what's the Charlotte's Web?
There's that book as well with the spider.
Yeah.
No answers on Ray's question so far.
And there's the Nazi pigs. It was the...
Animal Farm.
The glue.
Oh, Animal Farm.
It's into the fire, the horse off to the glue factory. Unbelievable. Right, book trauma. That's what we're doing. 0874 100 102. It's bad, it's o'clock, yeah, it's thick. Talking about kids' books. It's World Book Day today. Kids' books. And never mind dressing up as your favourite books characters, lads. Show up and read your book. Just read it. And do you know what? Even better, do it for Multiple Sclerosis MS Readathon. Is it still going? Is MS Readathon still a thing?
Yes, it is.
It's still, yeah.
Yep. Do they still send out torches to kids for reading books?
Don't know about the torches.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, there was a spelling one as well, wasn't there? That there was some sort of spelling competition that you do.
I just Googled a book that I used to read when I was small, Flip and Flop. It was about two border terriers that lived in the Wicklow Mountains and was written by a guy called Tony Hickey. And you know when you look at the cover of a book and it just brings you back. Oh,
is
guys.
It sweet though? Is it because yeah. we were talking as well about books that traumatize you? So neither Flip nor Flop were put down at the
no,
end.
No, they weren't. No, but you know what? I think my mother just got sick because I was the youngest of five. She got sick of reading to people, so she arrived home
people,
with
children, your, her own children,
to her own children. She came home with three books and three cassette tapes. And just said, there you go now. That's bedtime.
I think we had some children's books on tape, on cassette, and you'd be able to listen to them. Kids have these...
QR codes now. You scan a QR code and they can read along with the book.
That's on the phone, is it?
Yeah.
There's these ones now where you buy like a... It's a little box and you buy a little toy and you put it up on top of the box.
Tomies.
Tomies.
And my two have these things called Yotos that you buy cards and you just slot them in the top. The tiny little Yoto box, and it reads out the story for them.
They can't read, no?
Diary of a Wimpy. They can read.
Can they? Yeah.
Yes, they can.
Not off the grass, they licked it.
I think I had Thomas the Tank Engine on vinyl. No
of course
joke.
You did.
Classic.
He had a big, no massive joke. Record player in his ensuite.
You'd have to check he was playing at the right speed. Otherwise, Thomas would take all day to get there.
Thomas is delayed.
We apologise to it.
Oh my God.
I'm reading here the Shamrogues, Ray.
Yeah.
Your magical stones, my magical stones in that book. They were awakened from their sleep by a little girl called Niamh. And herself, the brother, and the sister Sinead hung around with the magical rocks.
There was a man, though, at the end. There was definitely a man at the end, and I'll never forget saying, I'm going to guess it was Paddy. For some reason, Paddy's in my head. And I remember at the end of the book, I'll never forget it for as long as I live. It was a sad ending, and I was like, but what about Paddy? Like 11.
Why am I getting that, you know, the kid in the, you know, under the covers at the cover? You know, that's a horror movie.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, the little boy, I see dead people.
What about, yeah, that. Yeah, I looked just like Haley Joel Osment. Yeah. Sinead is over there. 0874 100 102. World Book Day is actually today, but a lot of schools doing it tomorrow. Sinead?
Hi, Ray and GP.
Hey, darling.
We had World Book Day today at school, and all of the teachers, all of the staff, including the guy that opens the gate for the school buses, were all dressed as Where's Wally. I actually think the teachers got more of a kick out of it than the kids.
Wait, everyone in the... All the staff dressed up as Where's Wally? That's amazing. That's brilliant. And they were all identical.
But it was really, really good. And they had music on the boombox.
Ah, cool.
And it was really, really good.
That is class. And it is a chance for the teachers to do a bit of messing as well. It's great crack. Fair play to the schools taking part today and to those as well having a go at World Book Day tomorrow. Any more trauma? 0874 100 102. That book that I was thinking of these puppets. She wrote a couple of them as a woman, female author, would have been the 90s, and it was dolls or puppets of some kind coming to life. And this one girl, the main protagonist, nobody believed her, this little girl, and it's like, the puppets are coming to life, they're going to take over the island or whatever.
I tend to make very bad choices for books on holidays when I'm sitting on a sun lounger and I have to like pull the beach towel up over my face because I'm crying so much. Like I've found myself on a sun lounger in Thailand reading some book called The Last Child of Philomena Lee, which is about, you know,
oh God,
like
heavy stuff, really?
Heavy stuff, 1950s Ireland. And then I'm like sobbing and it, you know, the mood is totally gone. Looking out,
people coming over, going,
are you okay? Do you want me to bring you to safety away from this person?
Kind of. Christy says War Horse by Michael Morpurgo.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's brilliant. I love his Puffin Island books. I'd read them to my girlies.
My poor little one wailed. Do we live in a world now where we're treating them like snowflakes?
Where we don't want to read scary stuff.
Or sad stuff,
yeah.
Even for young kids.
Scary stuff at least. I think I've said it here before, I used to be watching like Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, it was a different time.
It was 80s male.
Peggy says, everyone mentions Watership Down, but how about Richard Abrams' other trauma-filled book, The Plague Dogs, about two dogs who escape a lab and are seeking freedom with the help of a fox.
Oh,
absolutely heart-wrenching. 10-year-old me, 10 years of age in reading this, was left devastated after reading it from Peggy. Peggy, it was a different time though, and it was probably the making of you. And Shane says, the one that did me in was when our teacher wheeled in the TV/VCR combo and put on Raymond Briggs's When the Wind Blows. Is Raymond Briggs the snowman as well?
Yes.
Is it? Is it?
That lad should be done for cruelty to children. I mean, come on.
That was 30 odd years ago and I'm still shook from Shane. Well, I always tell that story. We were going to TV and VCR trauma. They when I was in primary school, have you ever heard of a film called Escape from Sobibor? It's a graphic, and I mean graphic portrayal of life in a concentration camp during World War II in Germany. Poland. It's horrific. It is, again, seared into my memory. I was 9 or 10.
Oh, God.
And for like 4 weeks, they would take us in once a week into the video room and we'd go in and watch this. Unbelievable.
Wouldn't be allowed now.
Why?
It was a different time, guys.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.